Father was this time, the Son to come with majesty. For the kingdom cometh without more delay, to the earth dwelleth darkness. And a darkened gloom that covered it all, to find your way is how. But to pay attention to the prophetic, and what will lead us home. And before he poured out his soul in death, and to carry the sins of all, counted in was counted with the sinful men, but proceeded on behalf of transgressors. He was to be counted with the ransom to redeem. But before his death he took his loyal ones to the mountain in the night. Just to strengthen them before his death, as he would in the kingdom power. So he took apostles Peter, James, and John to the rocky mountain peak. And before them was a dramatic event, transfigured before them. And his light, the face and garments look so bright, with them brilliance never seen. Then appeared and conversing then with the Lord, Elijah and Moses then. Then a bright but crowded overshadow them, when a voice from heaven spoke, "Is my Son beloved, whom I have approved. You listen and hear him well. For the kingdom of heaven has now drawn near, to make word of prophets sure. For the presence of the Lord is foretold, would be invisible to us. But events continue to manifest it all. There was famine and earthquake. Though conditions foretold affect us at large, and do war with peace and joy. For we know we are now in the best of times, and deep in the times of end. And we send the basis from which we will judge. The world is right as come to the world, but men do not sin, for their works are so wicked. And they hate to come to light, not to be seen, and this light for years reject. As foretold by Moses, those who will reject, this light will be destroyed.